getting close, lads. We're approaching the final. Okay, it's a bit off, but there's a lot of games going on in the World Cup this weekend and people are incredibly excited, including our very own John Duggan, who is over in Russia for Off the Ball. Hello, John, how are you? Oh.
How you doing?
Oh, there you are. Okay, everything is all right. Hello, darling. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Mirren. I'm in Kazan at the moment, 448 miles east of Moscow. Lots of Brazilians and Belgians here. I'm outside the Kosheri Mosque. I'm hoping the morning prayers are not going to start, Mirren, but it's a scorching day, a beautiful day here. As I say, it must be 25 degrees out of the quarterfinal here this evening. I'm going to England against Sweden and Samara tomorrow. So this is the business end now. 56 games played, Mirren. 8 games to go. Football's coming home, according to the English, across the water, of course, but Brazil, Belgium, France, Uruguay, Croatia, Russia and Sweden might have got a bit to say about that.
And you've obviously travelled up to see the Brazil game. Do you think that, on form, do you think that Brazil could are the team to watch in this?
Yeah, I think so, Mirren. They've only conceded one goal in the tournament so far against Switzerland. I saw them against Serbia. They were very, very good. Neymar, despite all the crying antics and the immaturity, is an exceptional footballer to watch. Philippe Coutinho, of course, used to be a Liverpool, is a great player in the centre. They're very good defensively. I think they have that bit of Samba beat going forward with a bit of a solidity behind them. So I think Brazil have been playing within themselves. I think Belgium are a very good team as well, though. Eden Hazard of Chelsea, Kevin De Bruyne of Manchester City. They've got a golden generation themselves. I think it'll be an excellent game this evening. France, Uruguay, I'd expect France to get through in that one. I'd expect Croatia to beat the hosts. And I think actually England will win tomorrow, Mirren.
You think they're going to beat Sweden? A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, Sweden are a team I think England will like playing against. Sweden are happy for you to have the ball. Sweden have only had about a third of the ball in the tournament so far.
Okay.
They like to hit teams on the break. They're a physical team, whereas I think England like to have the ball. It's a bit of a soother for them. They're not the most creative team, but they get goals. Harry Kane has scored 6 goals in the tournament. I actually think winning on penalties the other night will help them. It'll give them a bit of confidence and then come through a real battle and a real test, which they did against Colombia. And I actually think that, I think there'll be only about 3,000 or 4,000 of them tomorrow. I think Samara is a tough place to get to in Russia. But I think if they do win, it'll be their first semi-final in 28 years. And they're on a great side of the draw. They've never had a better chance in years to get to a semi-final. So I came over here on an overnight train. No Hitchcockian moments, no crazy twists. I also sampled a Russian cuisine the other day for the first time. I've been living on steak and chips, so I had a go. I had a go at Russian cuisine, which was beetroot soup, which was a drink made out of rye bread called kvass, which was dumplings, a beef stroganoff, and then a veal rissole. So I understand why they eat all this stuff, because obviously it gets below freezing here. But if you're eating in the middle of summer, you need to lie down afterwards. So I had a go, and I didn't get sick. And for dessert, they had this kind of it's almost like a custard slice or a coffee slice you'd have, but probably an inferior version. But look, that's what they eat and that's what they drink over here. I haven't had any of the vodka yet, behaving myself, but you don't need any substances, Mirren, to be high in this World Cup, this greatest show that's pleased so many people around the world.
Someone get him a stew ready for when he gets home. John Duggan for offtheball.com over in Russia. We're looking forward to hearing everything from this weekend. Stay safe. We love you, John. Talk to you soon.
All right, Mirren.
Thanks a million, John. I just love him so much. He'll be keeping us up to date with what's going on Today FM throughout the weekend, when you're in the car, when you're in the garden, as to what's going on if you're not watching. John Duggan.